Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Welcome in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, our first edition of the month of October. Kip, this is my favorite month. You've got high school football full swing, college football full swing, Major League Baseball playoffs, Halloween, the weather changes, my birthday is this month.
Awesome.
On and on and on.
You know, I'm a little disappointed with the sports in this country. You know, October is the peak of football season, and I'm getting tired of other sports like basketball coming in here and trying to steal football's thunder.
What are you talking about?
Basketball season does not start until December, January.
Okay.
But apparently it started at Chris Gilman Stadium last night.
Oh, Jesus. I walked into that, didn't I?
Yeah, you walked into it. What in the world, Jason? You called the game live on KBay. What happened?
We'll talk about it in a minute. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by the Bennett Auto Group, and by Cunningham Jewelers.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
We're going to get some scores really quick, throw your way. Tift County goes down to Valdosta 16-3. Tift's lost a ton of close games this season.
They have.
Alcovy goes down to Lowndes 34-7. Warner Robins beats Camden last night. South Effingham.
Hey, stop. You didn't give a score. Give the score. You just don't skip over the score.
I thought I gave
it. No, you said it's Warner Robins beats Camden, but you failed to give a score.
77-34.
Okay, now proceed.
Brunswick High beat South Effingham 56-21. Statesboro region win over Richmond Hill 27-21. Rabun takes down Pierce 28-21 at home. Vidalia goes down to Tatnall County 35-28. Beach in a barn burner 33-6 over Savannah.
Wow.
Southeast Bullitt goes down in a shocker last night to Liberty 28-20.
Who was shocked by that?
I was.
Of course you are. You're always shocked when something happens negatively to a Bullitt County team.
Bacon County got blanked last night by Jeff Davis 52-0. Turner takes down Charlton 13-7. Claxton 27-0 over Bryan. Metter keeps on rolling, 41-0 over Screven.
Till playoff time. Go ahead.
Can I do the scores?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Deerfield-Windsor, 37-36 over Savannah Country Day. First Presbyterian beat Savannah Christian, 23-14. And Calvary Day stays undefeated yet with another big win, 42-6 over Stratford.
A Macon school. Nice win for the Calvary Day Cavaliers.
They just keep rolling.
Yeah, apparently.
You might see them in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings next segment.
Hey, you've been seeing them all year. Highly ranked, too, for some reason that nobody other than you understands.
The formula. Okay. The formula likes them.
Yeah, the formula.
The formula does like them. Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland. 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Big night of high school football. Brunswick High Pirates are 6-0.
They stay undefeated. Glenn Academy went up to Bradwell, and from what I understand, there was some zebra shenanigans being attempted on the Red Terrors last night, but they found a way to win, pulled away late, 35-6. Was that the final?
Yes, it was 7-6 midway through the third, and then Bradwell ran out of gas, and apparently there were some, maybe some rotator cuffs that got a little sore, because when you go play at Bradwell, people have to ice their arms down after the game.
That's what I've heard.
Flags are heavy.
That's what I've heard.
Real heavy sometimes.
Statesboro beats Richmond Hill last night, and so I was kind of looking at that region, the coastal Georgia region. It's got Brunswick Glens, Statesboro, Richmond Hill, Effingham. I think there's a very legitimate, I guess, race for the number two seed. I think that there's Brunswick and there's everybody else in that region.
Man, don't go there yet. Brunswick's got to go to Statesboro next week.
Statesboro, Glen, Richmond Hill, and Effingham, I think all could very well win that number two spot in the region.
Womack Field is never an easy place to go play.
Well, that's true. I don't disagree
never.
With that.
You go up there.
Gorgeous facility, by the way.
It is, but there's been some beatings issued up there over the years to a lot of football programs.
It's been a while since Statesboro's been in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Yeah, I can't understand that because of your, you know, asphyxiation with Bullock County teams. I can't understand that. Let's get back to this Camden game.
This is what I'm going to tell you. All right. I've been doing high school football. I've been calling high school football games in some part of the state in Georgia for 17 years now. 17 years in some place I've been calling high school football throughout the state. Last night, what I saw in the Warner Robins Demons, they're the number one team in 5A. They've already beat the number one team in 6A. And last night they came to Chris Gilman Stadium and they scored 77 points on the Wildcats.
Coming off, hanging 56 on Lee County.
And Camden's a good football team. Now, Camden is not to the point yet where we're going to start talking about them being elite, but they're a good football team. And they gave up 77. I'm telling you right now, number one, Warner Robins is the best team in any classification.
Yes, they are.
It doesn't matter what classification you put them in. You can put them in 7A. They still win the state title. They're better than everybody else in the state, period.
Here's something, too, that you know, if you play football, you'll understand this. Practice for the next 2 weeks at Camden County High School.
Ooh, it's going to be ugly.
It's not going to be very pleasant, guys. We're going to find out who wants to play football at Camden County in the next 2 weeks. And when the Cats can, yeah, we're having a little fun with the Cats today. You know, you don't give up 77 points at home and expect people not to talk about it. But we're going to find out in the next 8 days, we're going to find out who wants to play football at Camden County.
The other thing I wanted to say about that game is 17 years doing high school football. That's the best offensive team that I have ever seen. It was just up and down the field. It was like a track meet, a basketball game, up and down and up and down. And Camden had no answers.
It's a prolific offense.
Yeah.
They're just scoring points on everybody.
Now, defensively, that team's average. Their kicker's not good at all. Their kicking game's not good, period. So if they do get into a contest to where they got to lean on their defense or especially their kicking game, but you got to be able to keep them off the scoreboard, which to this point, nobody has been able to do.
Piling on points on everybody.
You're listening to the two biggest studs in the South, Jason Bishop and Kip Branch. At least, that's what they'll tell you.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family, because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. Trap, trap money, penny. This shit got me in my
feelings. Gotta be real with it. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. You can't spell collapse without Padres.
Whew.
The Super Bowl representative in the AFC this season, the LA Chargers. Rams, Super Bowl bound. There is no doubt in my mind Aaron Rodgers will have the Packers in the Super Bowl this season. Write this down. No one is beating the Raiders, Super Bowl champions. Sam Darnold, Super Bowl MVP. UGA benched JT Daniels in the first half against Vandy. The quarterback controversy continues. Here is your chance, Notre Dame. Prove yourself. Belichick, vengeance is coming for you. You don't disrespect Brady. How many times are they going to make us watch the Tyree fight? Dodgers, your 100-win season is about to end. Adam Wainwright and the Cardinals are coming for you. The thought of having a Yankee-Red Sox wildcard play-in has ESPN drooling all over themselves. The new ACC powerhouse, NC State. They've allowed Georgia on their schedule in the future. Good get for Georgia. Phillies, get your tee times in. Austin Riley, MVP. Here you go, Walking Dead fans, the return of Rick. And these are my thoughts.
If you're watching live on social media, Jason Bishop just picked five teams to go to the Super Bowl. Five. I'm holding, every time I heard one, I held a finger up. Five teams going to the Super Bowl. Wow.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by J.C. Strother, Golden Isles Pharmacy, and by Georgia C. Grill.
Would those five teams score a combined 77 points is a question that we should put on Twitter. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997. The Georgia C. Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift cards available at our website, GeorgiaCGrill.com, or call 912-638-1197, 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia C. Grill.
And now it is that time. The Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power power rankings. We'll recap from last week. Last week, we had number 10, Ware, 9, Pierce, 8, Southeast Bullock, 7, Jeff Davis, 6, Charlton, 5, Metter, 4, Coffey, 3, Brunswick, 2, Calvary Day, and number 1 last week was Appling. And so now here we go, checking in for the first time this season in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings at number 10, the Effingham Rebels.
They had a bye week yesterday. How do you jump into rankings on a bye week when everybody else drops?
At number 9, dropping 3 spots with a loss last night, the Charlton County Indians fall from 6 to 9.
The formula changed.
No, formula's the same.
How does a bye team get in?
At number 8, with a huge win a couple of nights ago, the New Hempstead Phoenix back in at number 8.
You mean the New Hempstead Phoenix that just gave up 52 points to Brunswick Highs in a ranking?
That's correct. At number 7, up 3 spots, the Ware County Gators.
They had a bye week. They didn't play yesterday. And they get back in the poll again?
Moved up 3 spots.
Wow.
At number 6, moving up 1 spot, Jeff Davis.
They blew somebody out and moved up 1 spot, and bye teams jumped 3 spots.
At number 5, dropping a spot, the Coffee County Trojans.
How did they drop? They had a bye and drop. Is that right?
Formula put them down a spot.
So a bye team drops Coffee and a bye teams move up. I gotcha.
Okay. At number 4, moving up a spot, the Metter Tigers.
Okay.
At number 3, staying at number 3, the Brunswick High Pirates.
Oh, my goodness.
At number 2, moving down a spot, the Appling County Pirates, which means we have a new number 1 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, and that number 1 team up a spot, the Calvary Day Cavaliers take over as the number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. We got to recap.
Go to break, man. Number
10, Effingham, 9, Charlton, 8, New Hempstead, 7, Ware, 6, Jeff Davis, 5, Coffee, 4, Metter, 3, Brunswick, 2, Appling, and the new number 1 team in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Calvary Day Cavaliers.
How does the formula penalize teams for bye weeks and reward teams with bye weeks at the same time?
I can't answer how the formula works.
Yeah, you can't answer it.
You put the numbers in.
That's
the formula spits out
question.
What it spits
out. How can certain bye week teams lose and certain bye week teams win?
Well, you don't win or lose in a bye.
Apparently, according to this poll, you do. I mean, Appling had a bye week. They lost. They dropped a spot in the rankings.
Well, Calvary Day won. While they were sitting out, Calvary Day had another big
win. Ware County was out and jumped into the rankings at number 7.
Yeah, I think
Effingham had a bye and they jumped into the rankings for the first time this season.
And there were some teams in front of them that lost and fell out. I mean,
Brunswick High had 998 yards and held at number 3.
Brunswick's a good team.
Wow.
They're at number 3.
Metter keeps jumping. You must have a girlfriend in Metter.
I don't have a girlfriend
in
Metter.
No. She must have moved from Statesboro to Metter or Southeast Bullock over to Metter.
And another thing I want to point out.
She just relocated.
Another thing I want to point out to you is Southeast Bullock lost and they fell out.
Of course they did.
You keep saying
about. Your girlfriend moved from Southeast Bullock to Metter.
Okay.
I mean, it's only like a 20-minute commute.
20-minute commute.
Yeah. So that's probably what happened.
I think Metter is actually about 30 minutes from Statesboro.
Well, you would know.
I would.
I mean, you're making the commute on the weekend, so yeah, you would know.
I lived in that area before. I know what the timetable is.
You drive up there every weekend.
No, I'm here looking at you.
Metter. They're jumping in the rank. My girlfriend. Everything's better in Metter. Yeah, okay, apparently.
And on that.
The number 1 sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland
for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Last night, the Camden County Wildcats went down to the Warner Robins Demons 77-34. It is the first time in Camden history they have given up 70-plus points. The Glen Academy Red Terriers rebounded this week, knocking off Bradwell 35-12. The Brunswick High Pirates remained unbeaten, taking down region foe South Effingham 56-21. Charlton County suffered their first loss of the season at the hands of Turner County 13-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden House Pharmacy.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Feel like you have a problem with the rankings.
I'm just wrapping my mind around Calvary Day School.
Congratulations to them. It's the first time they've been number one.
Warner Robins would have scored 138 points on Calvary Day School last night.
I actually don't doubt that.
Yeah, but somehow they're number one in the power rankings.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios. Brought to you by M&B Liquors, Jets Pharmacy, and by Parker's.
It's tailgate time, and Jason Bishop went there before he came up with his power rankings. whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. If you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, the M&B staff has you covered there with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985 off Exit 29 on Interstate 95.
Just want to throw this at you. One of my social media followers said that I have broken your brain with your inability to understand the ranking system.
Oh, you've broken probably all all the listeners in Southeast Georgia, you have broken everybody's brains with those latest rankings. Calvary Day School,
number one for the first time in school history. Congratulations.
Calvary Day School.
The Kip's Butt Hurt List. You want to do it?
The Butt Hurt List this week, Jason.
Okay.
Number five on the Butt Hurt List, the Clemson Tigers. Welcome back to the pack.
Welcome
Tigers.
Back. Yeah.
You had a nice run. It's over. You got a fraud five-star quarterback.
Yes, you do.
That has come in. He's not Trevor Lawrence. Trevor's making big money in Jacksonville now, and Clemson is back in the middle of the ACC pack.
And I just want to throw this at you, Clemson. You went from Deshaun Watson to Kelly Bryant to Trevor Lawrence. So that's why you've been so good for so long. But now the quarterback pool, well,
it's been a good run. Welcome back, Clemson. You're back in your traditional spot of middle of the pack ACC team. Welcome back. It's been a long time. Welcome home, Tigers. Speaking of bottom feeders, number four on the Butt Hurt List, the Florida State Seminoles.
Oh, man.
Can the Seminoles win a football game?
I don't know. They might.
Is that asking too much?
Do they have any cupcakes on their schedule?
They got Syracuse today.
They're not beating Syracuse.
I think they are either. So they're 0-5. They're 0-4 right now. And this is to all Florida State. If anybody out there in South Georgia or North Florida or the whole state of Florida, if you've got a Florida State jersey hanging up in your closet, report to practice on Monday, please.
Fear the spear.
Yeah, fear the spear. I saw a Florida State spear through a TV, a 65-inch TV, after they lost to Jacksonville State a few weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of Jacksonville, number three on the Butt Hurt List, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
You can put them on the list every week.
They're 0-4.
Yeah.
They had the Bengals beat at halftime on Thursday night and found a way to lose.
Of course they did.
I mean, they should have won that game.
But they didn't.
They did.
Urban Meyer, USC's calling.
Chest pains. Chest pains on the horizon. The only cure for it is cool Southern California air.
Yeah.
Number two on the Butt Hurt List. You hit on it during the weekend review. Get your tee times ready. Philadelphia Phillies. There's a trend there. Phillies play good baseball. They get in the hunt. And then the last week of the season, they fold like a cheap Walmart tent. That's what they do. They're the Phillies.
The Braves took their soul from them in that weekend series. The Philly fans were thinking, we're going to go in here, we're going to sweep, we're going to head into the weekend up by a game and make Atlanta play from behind. And instead, Atlanta ended your season.
Yeah. Bryce Harper, get your golf clubs out, baby. Work on your game. You might can play in one of them celebrity tournaments at Lake Tahoe down the road and maybe win some money after you retire.
Okay.
Number one on the Butt Hurt List this week, Jason. Drum roll, please. The Camden County Wildcats.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did. You don't give up 77 points to anybody. You're the Camden County Wildcats.
Yeah. Yeah.
You give up 77 points at home to the Warner Robins Demons. That gets you on the top of Butt Hurt List right there.
Warner Robins has not scored less than 48 points yet.
77 points. It's not basketball season, guys. Basketball doesn't start till after Christmas. 77 points? You've got to be kidding me, guys. This is a proud program. Jeff Herron is going to get some answers here in the next week or two. He's going to find out who wants to play, especially on the defensive side of football. And don't look for this debacle again.
Ever.
Ever. But it happened. And so in honor of it happening, Camden County, you're number one on the Butt Hurt List this week. 77 points, 11 touchdowns. Wow.
They had unofficially, Camden gave up almost 800 yards of offense.
11 touchdowns. There were seasons back in the glory years where they didn't give up 77 points in a season.
Yeah, those Savannah schools didn't score at all.
probably there's a lot of Savannah schools that are clapping their hands today up in Savannah, Johnson and Beach and Windsor Forest and Groves, because they are on the short end of some epic beatdowns by Camden County with 77-0 scores and 69-0, 84-6. Oh, they're having keg parties in Savannah today when they saw that score last night.
You know, the other thing I'll say is Warner Robins, they were up 60-something to whatever it was, and they're sitting there attempting onside kicks with a running clock going in the fourth quarter.
77 points. I thought I'd never see the day where the Camden County Wildcats get diced up like that. They got cut up like a Thanksgiving turkey last night.
I would not want to be the Colquitt County Packers in 2 weeks when they come visit Chris Gilman, because Camden is going to be motivated. They're going to be ready to hit somebody other than themselves. They're going to be angry. They're going to be upset. They're going to be ready to take out their frustration on whoever the next team is, and that's going to be Colquitt County. Camden is going to blow the doors off the Packers.
Reckon there'll be some Oklahoma drills over here at the high school in the next couple of weeks. You know, it's starting to get cooler too. The sand gnats are going to be out. See, that's going to make it that much worse. It's going to be tough at Camden over the next 2 weeks.
It will be.
That's one of them deals where you're sitting in algebra class and hoping that the class gets extended a couple of hours. Is there any after school work, ma'am? Is there any after school work I can do today? I really want to bring my grades up a few points. I really don't want to go to football practice today.
I was watching Jeff Heron from the booth talk to his team after the game when they all huddled around at midfield, and Jeff Heron gets in the middle of the pack, and his body language looked to be very, very animated talking to his football team.
That's just unheard of.
There was a newspaper reporter right after that that tried to. Well, that actually did kind of hurt him once the pile broke up and he broke up the talking to his team. Coach Heron went to walk away, and as soon as he turned around, there was a news reporter right there in his face. And I think, like, I kind of watched him, and I think it took Coach Heron a minute to reel what he wanted to say in from what he actually said, especially with the guy, like, right there in his face after that emotional talk to his team.
Yeah, you know, sometimes reporters are right there with the hit record button, and sometimes things that come out.
I can guarantee you this: there will never ever be another time, as long as Jeff Heron's at Camden, that the Wildcats will give up that many points.
But it happened. Butt hurt list number one: Camden County Wildcats.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family-owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
Just put up a question on our Twitter poll. You can vote on that. Bishop underscore show. And the question is, who is really number one, Georgia or Alabama? And I realized after we put the poll up, we should have included Cincinnati in that.
Don't hurt the Arkansas fans' feelings because they think they're America's team right now for about 3.5 more hours because there's about to be a pig roast in Athens, Georgia.
I'm going to tell you something. Georgia's 17.5-point favorites in that football game, and I'm going to tell you, if they beat Arkansas, Arkansas's a good team. If they beat Arkansas by 18 points, they better be number one in the next poll. College football pick. Are you ready, Kip?
Yes.
All right. Number 8, Arkansas at number 2, Georgia. That's where we'll start. I'm going to take the Dogs. They don't cover, but they win.
I'm taking Georgia 34-13.
Okay. Number 14, Michigan at Wisconsin. The Big Ten just cannibalizes itself every single year. This will be no different. Michigan goes to Wisconsin. Wisconsin with the upset.
I didn't even pick this game. golly. I'll say Wisconsin. I'm not impressed with Michigan.
Louisville at one of the new ACC powers, number 24, Wake Forest. I'll take the Demon Deacons at home over Louisville.
Wake Forest is ranked higher than Clemson.
Yes, they are.
I'll take Wake. Demon Deacons, 24th ranked in the country.
Number 7, Cincinnati at number 9, Notre Dame. I'm taking the Bearcats. I don't believe in Notre Dame. I know they looked good last week, but I'm a believer in the Bearcats. I think the Bearcats are one of the three best teams in the country.
I'm picking Cincinnati to beat Notre Dame, too. I'm not a Notre Dame believer.
Look at you.
Bearcats showed me a little something when they came back on Indiana on the road, down a couple of touchdowns a few weeks ago.
Louisiana, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm a believer in the Bearcats right now.
Louisiana Monroe at 16, Coastal Carolina, Coastal Carolina. Close game, Coastal Carolina.
Coastal Carolina's got it rolling right now.
Number 6, Oklahoma, who has looked very unimpressive so far. They'll go to Kansas State, and they get beat. Kansas State knocks off Oklahoma.
Oklahoma's going to beat Kansas State.
I'll text you.
In a parking lot here at K-Bay. Oklahoma's going to win that football game.
Keep your phone on you.
My phone's on me every week. All I get from you on Saturday afternoon is crickets. That's all I get from you.
Number 3, Oregon at Stanford. This will be a close game. Oregon finds a way.
Yes.
11, Ohio State at Rutgers. Ohio State.
Rutgers is going to play them tough today, but Ohio State's going to win.
Number 12, Ole Miss at number 1, Alabama. I'm going to tell you right now, if this game was in Oxford, I'd be picking Ole Miss. It's not. It's in Tuscaloosa. Close. Alabama by a field goal.
I'm picking an upset. Ole Miss is going to beat Alabama today in Tuscaloosa. If Alabama punched the ball 3 times today, they're losing that football game.
Louisiana Tech at another new ACC power. NC State ranked 23rd. NC State wins.
You skipped over Florida and Kentucky?
I'll get back to it.
Okay, I'll take NC State as well.
Number 10, Florida at Kentucky. Every year the Gators play the Wildcats, and every year this game's closer than it should be. Kentucky gives them fits. Same thing. Florida finds a way and pulls away late.
Yes, Florida's going to beat Kentucky. You can set the clock by two things in life if you're a Florida fan. We're going to Jacksonville at the end of October, and we're going to beat Kentucky.
21, Baylor at number 19, Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State.
Boy, this conference here. I'll take Oklahoma State.
Mississippi State at 15, Texas A&M. I look for Texas A&M to rebound, but this is a close football game.
Yeah, Mississippi State's going to give A&M fits. A&M has quarterback issues. I'll take A&M, but Jimbo Fisher is laughing all the way to the bank, getting paid $9 million to lose to Arkansas.
Boston College at 25, Clemson, hanging on by the skin of their teeth in the top 25. Fortunately, they get Boston College, and they're not very good. Clemson wins and stays in the top 25.
Clemson's going to struggle again today, but they'll find a way to beat Boston College.
Western Kentucky at 17, Michigan State. Michigan State, maybe the most boring game of the day.
Yeah, probably. It's like, yeah, that's boring. If you want to take a nap, watch that football game.
Indiana at number 4, Penn State. Penn State, 3 touchdowns.
Indiana can put up points. Penn State, I'll pick them, but I'm not a believer in the Nittany Lions yet.
22, Auburn goes to Death Valley. They'll be there tonight. Auburn's got quarterback issues. As of yesterday, they hadn't even announced a starter. I don't know if that's changed as of yet, but they're not sure who's going to play quarterback. They don't know they have a quarterback. LSU's not very good either, but you're going to Death Valley at night. LSU upsets Auburn.
I don't consider it an upset when you haven't beaten somebody in Baton Rouge since 1999. So Auburn's got quarterback issues. They got an assist last week from the SEC to beat Georgia State on that bogus replay call that they upheld in that football game that gave them life. LSU, not very good, but Auburn, not very good either. I'll take LSU.
Arizona State at UCLA. UCLA 20th. I'll take Arizona State in an upset.
I'll take UCLA.
Fresno State at Hawaii. Fresno State.
I'll take Fresno.
In the SEC, Tennessee at Missouri. I'll take Missouri.
Me too.
Troy at South Carolina. South Carolina close.
It took me a long time to circle South Carolina for this one, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt, Gamecocks.
UConn at Vandy. I'll take Vandy.
Ooh, this is an ugly game. This is like going to your dentist and getting a root canal with no anesthesia. That's what this game's going to be like. Ooh, ugly. Vandy.
In the ACC, Duke at North Carolina. North Carolina struggled the last 2 weeks. We thought they were going to be good. They're not. I'll take Duke.
I'll take UNC in the Dean Smith Center. Oh, no, that's basketball season, but I'll take UNC anyway.
Pitt at Georgia Tech. If Georgia Tech wins, I think they're off to a good season, but I think Pitt's better. Pitt gets the game.
Yeah, Pitt beats Tech today.
Syracuse at Florida State. I'll take Syracuse.
I'll take Syracuse. Florida State 0-5. Can they afford to buy out another coach in Tallahassee?
No. And then the AAC, UCF at Navy. Central Florida walks the dog with Navy.
Yeah, Navy's not very good this year, but they're a service academy, and kudos to Central Florida for playing them. You could have backed out on a service academy like Tennessee did and buy them out, but UCF, yeah, they beat Navy today.
UCF at SMU, USF at SMU. I'll take SMU.
Yep, SMU at home.
App State at Georgia State. App State.
I'll take App State also.
Arkansas State at Georgia Southern. I'll take Georgia Southern.
I'll take Arkansas State. They fired their coach at Southern. It seems like there's a little turmoil in the Statesboro. I'll take Arkansas State.
Jacksonville State at Kennesaw State. I'll take the Owls.
I'll take Jacksonville State. They did beat Florida State a few weeks ago, but that's not saying a lot.
Kennesaw State ain't Florida State, brother.
Yeah, okay.
Samford at Mercer. I'll take Samford.
Me too.
West Alabama at West Georgia. West Georgia.
I'll take West Alabama.
Shorter at Virginia. Shorter at Valdosta State. I'll take Valdosta State.
Valdosta State's going to beat Shorter 59-7. It's going to be ugly.
Yeah. Kennesaw State's better than Florida State.
Kennesaw State got blown out by Georgia Tech. pump your brakes a little bit, man. Come on.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Football season is here, and you know you will be tied up for the next 6 months, so why not tell her thank you for her understanding with a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Last night, the Camden County Wildcats went down to the Warner Robins Demons, 77-34. It is the first time in Camden history they have given up 70-plus points. The Glen Academy Red Terriers rebounded this week, knocking off Bradwell 35-12. The Brunswick High Pirates remained unbeaten, taking down region foe South Effingham 56-21. Charlton County suffered their first loss of the season at the hands of Turner County 13-7. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Follow us on Twitter at SSE Sports and give the Southern Sports Edition a like on Facebook.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards. Accept no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965 or 912-996-5820.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, is brought to you by Golden House Collision, by Nats Landing, and by Georgia Farm Bureau.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities, Golden House Collision Center. Let's see, man, your toner. Also guarantees that their work for life.
He's blaming it on the toner.
301 Candler Drive off Highway 82, next to J&J Tire.
Should have wore your glasses.
263-4422, Golden Isles Collision Center. Friendly, honest service, and they guarantee their work for life. You don't get those guarantees much anymore.
The Phillies came to Atlanta with aspirations of putting themselves, at least winning two of three, and putting themselves a game behind the Braves. Better yet, they were really looking to sweep, put themselves a game up, and make the Braves play from behind in the following or in the last weekend of the season. And for all of their trouble, what they did was they got their soul snatched from them, and the Braves swept them and eliminated them and sent them home.
Yeah, I mean, the Braves, they've got the Phillies number. When they need to beat Philadelphia, they can do it. It's like flipping a switch for Atlanta. They can find a way to beat the Phillies anytime they need to.
I'm going to make this argument. Most folks feel like Bryce Harper is the MVP. You look at his numbers, his numbers are not as good as Austin Riley's numbers. My opinion, Austin Riley's team's going to the playoffs. Bryce Harper's team, they're going to have a playoff party from the couch.
I mean, the voters certainly will, I would think they would factor that in. Austin Riley's a guy, just a year ago, we were saying, man, he's struggling to hit the slider.
Beginning of this season.
He got his act together. He's worked hard, and he hits that breaking ball now pretty doggone well, and he's evolved into a potential superstar.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on Bishop Media Sports Network, live from the Bennett Auto Group Studios, brought to you by Ops, The Strike Zone, and Pristine Water.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water will also service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
Meanwhile, if you're the Dodgers, you're sitting there looking up at the Giants with down two games with three to play. So you're probably going to end up in the wild card game. And for winning 100-plus games,
104.
Your reward, having a play-in game against the Cardinals with Adam Wainwright on the mound.
You win 104 games, and you're going into playoffs as a wild card. That's insane how good the Giants have been this year.
Let me tell you, you got to think this, right? So the Dodgers are looking at the wild card situation, probably figuring, all right, we might have to play in that game. And they see the Reds, and they're like, okay, you know, I think we'll be okay. And they see a couple other teams rise and fall, like the Phillies and the Mets, and they're like, okay, you know, we're good. And then all of a sudden, here come the Cardinals, 17 straight wins.
They do it every year.
And they got it, and the Phillies, or the Dodgers rather, have got to be sitting there thinking, of all of the teams,
we got to play the Cardinals
in the National League that we can play in the wild card, the one team that we don't want to play in a one-game take-all, the St. Louis Cardinals, and that's who you're going to get.
Have you ever seen a team, Jason, nosedive like the San Diego Padres did this year?
Oh, no.
They drove over a cliff.
You got Machado and Tatis in the dugout having it out with one another. It's just that thing got ugly fast. They lost down the stretch, right, for like a two-month stretch. They lost something of like 30 of 35 or 30 of 38, something stupid like that.
I went to a Padres game on August the 9th. They beat the Marlins, and they were like 15 games over 500.
Wow. They're under 500
now.
Yeah,
they're like three games under 500.
Wow, yeah.
And that was just, 6 weeks ago. They folded. They just nosedive. They had a lot of injuries with their pitchers and all, but, God, they nosedive down the stretch.
Let me tell you what's going to happen here. Adam Wainwright's going to eliminate the Dodgers in the play-in game. See ya. Thanks for coming. 100 wins. You're the World Series favorite, but you ain't getting past Adam Wainwright in a one-game play-in. Bye. St. Louis moves into the divisional round against San Francisco. Don't you like the Cardinals in a five-game series with the Giants? Wouldn't you pick the Cardinals there?
The divisional series go back to seven, or they're five?
They're still five.
Okay. Just depends on if Wainwright does beat the Dodgers, that means he'll probably get 5 days rest and he'll be able to go again on Monday or Tuesday the following week.
So he'll pitch game two or game three.
Right. So Yeah, Cardinals are a team I do not want to deal would not want to deal with. What about the Brewers? Brewers are sitting there pushing, getting close to 100 wins. Nobody's talking about the Brewers. Quietly had a good season.
Brewers can pitch defensively. You know, they're average. Offensively, they're okay. And they just lost their setup guy who punched a wall and broke his hand. So he's gone for the rest of the playoffs, obviously. He's out. Brewers can pitch, but I like Atlanta. I think Atlanta's a more complete team. Assuming, right, like here's a big assumption, assuming that the Braves bullpen pitches well in that series, the Braves win the series. If the bullpen pitches well. That's the key.
Offensively, the Braves can play with anybody right now. It's just the wild card for them is can the back end of this bullpen hold up under pressure?
So you and I are in agreement on that.
Can the we've seen it the last 2 years, this bullpen, especially your setup and your closers, they can't hold leads late in ball games, and that's been the downfall the last couple of years. And you have to wonder if that's going to rear its head again in the playoffs. I hope it doesn't, but the odds are, based on performance this year, that that could happen.
I'll take the Braves and the Cardinals and the NLCS, and when we do that, we start breaking things down. I look at pitching. I like the Braves staff a little better than I like the Cardinals staff as far as depth.
I'll take the Giants and the Braves and the NLCS.
Okay.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simon's is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simon's since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simon's, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!